the way business was done in Baltimore when
Because,
can you tell us about going to look for a house there?
Well, yeah, but see, I was the first the first real starter that was a quality ball player. Because, you know, Baltimore was moved, the old Browns moved there and whatever, and they weren't a very good ball club, and they brought in minorities, but they were, you know, on their way out before they came in. So I was the first, I guess, quality player that they had, everyday player that they had. And the people thought, you know, Brooks was the big guy there. And, in spring training, I'll come back to this, in spring training it started. I went to spring training. And, my wife, in the near time to break camp, they went up to Baltimore. And the ball club put them up at the hotel, which was very nice. And had a real estate broker take them out to look at for houses and stuff and whatever. And she was looking around and whatever and looked at the couple, and she liked the couple. And she says, well, this is a very nice place. How much does this cost? And they said, oh, Ms. Robinson, yeah, you'd be glad to have it. Your husband Brooks would be happy here too. And she says, now my husband is Frank. And all of a sudden that place wasn't available.
Yeah.
It was not available. And the word, my wife certainly called me. She says, hey, we're up here in this hotel. I got two small kids. She says, I'm not going to stay in here when I can't find no place to stay. And I went to Jerry Hoffberg, and I said, Jerry, I'm going. I told him the story, and I said, I'm going to Baltimore. I'm getting my family. I'm going home.
Jerry Hoffberger was the owner.
Yes, and he says, oh, wait a minute. Whoa. He says, just give me a couple of days. We'll get this thing straight. So he finally found a house and whatever. But my wife said, you know, when I got back there, she said, oh, this thing was filthy when we first came there. It just took us 3 or 4 days to get it cleaned up. So that was fine. And even the next year, looking for a better area to live in, a better place, ran into the same thing, really, again. You know, next door neighbor wanted to know who was moving into that. And they said, ball player. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine. But when I moved in there, they have nothing to do with me, never talked to me, I never talked to the family, whatever. But it was a little tough, yeah, at the beginning in that respect. But overall, it was pretty good.
And you became one of the real leaders of that. Oh, we have to change. We're going to talk about Baltimore.